Okay, it's quiet.
Hello.
Wait, can we change a little bit about the way we do things? I mean, I don't mind being criticized if criticism is due, but I have never monopolized time or interrupt people or any of those things, and those are the kinds of things that keep us divided. So I just would like for that not to be something that I'm the poster child for. At the same time, if you would like to try Zoom, I'm willing to do a test with you, Deb, to do Zoom, to show you how it could work a lot better than this, because that's why you take an hour to approve an agenda. You can put everything up, and for those who don't have smartphones, you can still hear, and you can still use part of your phone to do it. So if you would like to do that, Deb,
I will contact you, PK. This is a Pacifica.
And myself.
This is a Pacifica network, but I will certainly call you, PK, and we can have a discussion about it. And you can show me what it is and how much better it is. Okay?
No problem.
Okay, good. Thank you. Is there anybody else for public comment?
Yes, Cortez.
I'm here to make a comment.
Okay.
Captain Tom. Take a stack, a rogue, you know, write down who needs to speak because this is confusing. There are at least three or four people who would
speak. Yes, I got it. Okay, so I have somebody on the list. Who's talking right now?
Madam Chair. But I think two people were ahead of me.
Captain Tom, and who else is there?
Mo Cortez.
Mo Cortez, okay.
Also, my name is Andrea.
And Andrea, okay. We will do it in that order, if that's all right.
And Akua,
can you put me on the list, too?
One more, please.
Akua, okay.
Yes, thank you. I heard someone say one more.
I have four down. I have four down. I'm sorry, what?
M-A-R-Y, Mary Hanks.
Mary Kate?
Hanks. H-A-N-K-S.
Oh, Hanks, okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
May I be added,
Tom, please, we've got a lot of people to talk now. There are five people on the list, so please be concise. Thank you. Captain Tom.
Okay, I'd like to recognize the entire staff at KPFT. They are working diligently to try to get the station reopened. So we
fantastic.
I've talked to the general manager. He is trying to safely take care of everybody. That's why the station is not open. I also discussed possibilities that we could raise money for the station. And today, my program, we did it on Facebook. We also acknowledged that KPFT, Mike Lewis and I, and Cameron Barron at KPFT, you can still give donations to KPFT through the website and also texting it to the telephone. So we are pushing diligently to try to get some funds raised to help the station and keep it alive.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much for your efforts. Mo?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Madam Chair. This is Mo Cortez. First, I wanted to say, actually, miss seeing all of y'all's faces, even though we don't all get along, right? I miss all y'all's faces. But I just wanted to express my gratitude that the bylaw measures failed. And then I wanted to second thing I wanted to point out was for maybe an enhanced like marketing campaign to be put into action, because right now with COVID-19, we literally have a captive audience. So maybe hit up people on Spotify, buy ads on Pandora, buy ads on Hulu, just different social media and different apps, so that people can go to a website or whatever and make that donation. So yeah, Y'all stay safe. Thank you so much for letting me have my time, and y'all have a good one.
Thank you. Thank you, Mo.
Thank you.
Do we have contact information for you?
Yes. Great question. If you need any help, feel free to reach out to me also. My email is mo4senator@gmail.com.
Mo4senator@gmail.com. Okay. Thank you, Mo.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Andrea?
Yes. Hi. I'll just take a minute. My name's Andrea, and I'm a longtime friend of Patrick Hoyt. Just wanted to share a little bit about him. I met Patrick 25 years ago, and he had formed a student animal rights group on campus, and I joined his group, and we worked together as activists. And since then, I've seen Patrick work tirelessly as an activist for many, many worthwhile causes these past 25 years, and he's always been very committed to making the world a better place, and he's always been willing to make sacrifices for the greater good. And in fact, when I was going through chemotherapy, Patrick took time off of work to help me and to stay with me, and he was a real lifesaver, and I don't think I could have made it without him. So he's a fundamentally good person and a good friend, and I really hope you'll take this into consideration. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for your testimony. That was lovely. Akua?
Hi, everybody. I hope that everyone is staying well and safe. I, too, am a fan of Patrick. You guys may not know this, but he has been one of the sole engineers for the Kwanzaa program that we've done. Even though I heard someone maybe praising Ernesto Aguilar, I don't have any praise for a person who doesn't do their job. We've done Kwanzaa for many, many years, and Patrick can attest to many times we would show up and there would be no engineer, and we would call Patrick at the last minute and he would show up, even though that was the job of Dwayne Bradley and Ernesto to make sure that there was an engineer available. And so Patrick would just get up out of his bed or whatever he was doing the day after Christmas and support us in that effort. So I'm not sure what the other issues are about, but I know that he's been steadfast and very supportive of many of the things that I've been involved in at KPFT, as well as Bob Gartner, who has been there each and every Sunday during Fund Drive when our own program director and manager, Dwayne and Ernesto, they were paid to do that, and they were never there. And Bob would be there answering phones, taking pledges, making sure crazy people didn't stay in the station. Of course, Montrose can be pretty wild on the weekends, and you guys don't get to see that. You don't know what it's like to show up to do a Fund Drive show, and the people who are paid to do their job don't have the entire Sunday night covered with staff. So having said that, I want to update and move on to today, present. I, too, am glad that the vote to change our bylaws was defeated. I think it was one of the most divisive things that was ever introduced to the Pacifica Network. And I think now it's time for us to heal and come together and move on, because there's something called COVID-19 that's terrifying and horrific to humanity globally. We can no longer function the way we used to function. We can no longer do that. Either we're going to be the Pacifica, to be the voice of the people and do the business of the people, or we're going to continue to be people who act like, you know, we don't understand what public radio is all about. Every single public radio station is on this COVID-19 issue except us, because we're bogged down in issues that really don't matter when it comes to life and death. So, Deb, I am just glad that you're chair. I hope that you can rein the board in. I hope that people can be focused and understand that we are in a very different place and time now in history. Thank each of you for your service. Personally, I don't have anything against any of you. I just implore you now to work together as a unit, because when I listen to the calls, it's just petty. Nothing is getting done.
No one's talking about the people dying. No one's talking about how Pacifica can be that place. We need to move on and be about the mission of Pacifica and stop the BS power control, because it means nothing, because none of you are raising any money to help sustain the station. So let's be about the business of building our station and building this network. Otherwise, people need to move on. That's my 2 cents. Thank you for listening. Sorry,
it's worth a whole lot more than 2 cents, Akua. It's worth a whole lot more than 2 cents. And I couldn't agree with you more. This is the time to stop the individual. Oh, I said, I'm more important than you, all that kind of stuff, and get to work. I really couldn't agree with you more.
People are dying. I've lost 2 friends just within the last 24 hours. Guys, this thing is serious, and it's going to hit Houston. Hopefully the warm weather would stop it. But it is a serious thing, and it's because of a Pacifica radio in D.C. that I was able to alert the community in Houston, PK and I, that this thing was rolling through. Most people didn't have a clue in our community that this was coming until we were able to alert our community through the Pacifica network. Long before it hit corporate media, the people in New York and D.C. alerted us that this thing was coming to Texas. So we have a huge mission right now. Humanity is waiting on us to tell them, to give them information. They're not interested in the petty fight. They're not.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Mary Hanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you for this opportunity to address you. I would also like to speak in support of Patrick Hoyt. I'm involved with KPFT because of Patrick's efforts. I'm one of many. He first saw me when I was preparing to deliver some accessibility services to people with disabilities. He was interested in this, thought it needed more widespread publicity, and got me on the radio, got me on 3 different shows, and now I'm a regular contributor to 2 different shows. He does outreach at events, or he did outreach at events where nobody else was willing to do this. He designed the website and maintained it. He designed flyers, manuals, Outlook, and as a volunteer, he trained new volunteers on the weekend in how to use the equipment. He was constantly donating supplies, things like a tea, sugar, paper. Twice I saw him replace the toilet seat at his own expense. He helps with many shows. Akua has mentioned hers, but also the vegan show, Living Art, the People's News. He did engineering on that for many, many months. This was all as a volunteer. And I know you don't want me to run on forever. I could go on for a long time, but I would like you all to remember that after he worked his regular shift in the days after Hurricane Harvey, he would stay as a volunteer at the station for long as 18 hours on the air, making sure the station stayed on the air and helped our community during Hurricane Harvey. I really think he should be honored for his service. Thank you.
I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for supporting somebody who's been a very stable, helpful board member. Thank you very much, all of you.
You're welcome.
I think we need to move on, though.
Gardner on the staff.
Oh, who is?
Martin.
I'm sorry. Who's on the stack? I can't hear you. It's Garbled.
Robert Gardner.
Robert. Okay, Robert, go ahead. And then after Robert, let's move on.
Yeah, I had to go across the street for a minute with my neighbors, but I wanted to amend the motion.
What motion?
Too late for that?
What motion was it?
Well, aren't you discussing the motion regarding Wendy Schrell and Patrick Hoyt?
No, we had a listener comment and public comment, and 3 people spoke up in favor of their work they've done and so on.
All right.
There wasn't a motion yet.
Thank you.
Okay. There was no motion
Pardon me.
Yet.
I had a request to get on the list, too, and you weren't able to get me in with the first 5 people.
Okay. Go ahead.
My name is Andrew Sutton, and I would like to speak. Thank you for allowing me to speak about the community that is important to me at KPFT, and particularly how some people have been excluded from that, in particular Patrick Hoyt, which is why I was wanting to call to speak to that. I've known Patrick for some time, and I appreciate his passion for community, which was rooted in a background of public service in public radio and beyond, and volunteerism. And he showed me the ropes at KPFT in volunteering for other programs and eventually participating in the program myself, and to help other people learn how to get on the air, learn how to do the boards, and volunteer. I want to say thank you to Patrick, and thank you for all the people who Patrick helped me to learn about and get introduced to. And on the air and off the air, Patrick has been helpful for me to inform me of emergencies and how I can be prepared. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for the testimony. Thank you. Okay. I think that's the end of listener comment. Could we go on to Judon?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead. Give us your report, please.
Okay. I'm going to hit some main points and save some time for any specific questions people may have. Number one, the best estimate of the best physicians in the United States say that the current coronavirus 19 will not go anything back to normal for 18 months. 18 months. We are essentially beginning our third month. The shutdown that you've seen go around the country essentially started in March. The tests are still not widely available throughout the country. In Houston, there are four locations, but you cannot request a test just because you want a test. You have to be showing symptoms. So the station is very likely to be shut down for 18 months, and that includes the receding of the infections and the deaths, but it also includes that in order to have any restoration of normalcy, the medical science will need to find a treatment that is sure and likely a vaccine. And that is not likely to be accomplished in 18 months. So I've already had some people say that they would like to bring the crew back in the station. That is not going to happen. And it's also not going to happen because our human resources organization with whom we have contracted, NETA, has essentially determined and said, they did not ask, they said no one is to be at the radio station at all except paid staff. So I appreciate, I would love to have the radio station open too. It'd be irresponsible because so many of our programmers and volunteers and supporters are also elderly and also have pre-existing health conditions. So that's going to be our reality for a while. Secondly, we're going to have some major financial issues unless we bring in some significant money. And at the moment, I talked to the business manager on our staff conference call today. I mean, yesterday on Tuesday. We believe we can get through April. We believe we can get through May. I'm not sure about June. So if you want to know how urgent it is, we think we can pay the paid staff for hopefully 7-8 months. That's still squeezing every nickel and dime, which means we're probably going to pay some of our bills late so that we can, but we'll be on the air. That's how serious the financial challenges are, at least for the next 2 months. Third, on money. The National Pacifica Interim Executive Director has already written and submitted, one, a loan that's available in the stimulus package that the President and signed and the Congress passed for nonprofit organizations. And I think she also submitted a second one for another program that could provide some money. And some of this money, in terms of the loan, is forgivable. and it's been submitted to the Bank of America. KPFT cannot submit grants to those two funding sources, federal government stimulus recovery money, because our 501c3 is under the umbrella of Pacifica. We do not have our own, so we're not eligible right. to apply. But we believe and hope and pray that when Pacifica gets some of that money, and I feel very good about their chances and likelihood of getting it, they will share it with the other five stations in the network. Don't have amounts yet, but that's my understanding, and I'll be communicating with the interim executive director about that more directly and report on that to you next month. While we're giving a shout out to our unpaid staff, we need to give a heavy shout out to the paid staff. The help with the programmers learning how to use MP3 to pre-record their shows is primarily being done by Bobby Modad and Nabu Abraham, and they've been consistent with that. Some of the programmers have had some difficulties and some challenges learning new technology, and we understand that. They will train them, coach them through the process. If any programmer has a show on the air and they want us to put on a new show that they record, they must send it to us 3 days in advance of the show, or that show would not likely make the air. In fact, pretty much guarantee it. We are looking at some other models to raise money. They include a mail and email campaign, essentially from the IGM, that you know our coverage plans during the coronavirus. We still need their support. We're looking at opportunity to distribute additional emails, focus on our coverage, our mission, and also asking them to make a direct ask for support. Those things are being worked on. I am going to record a audio promo / public service announcement on KTFT explaining our situation, the fact that we are shut down and why, that it will likely be long-term. We still need their support and the numerous ways that folks can endorse. We're also looking at, you know, what we can do differently and creatively when we go into the major fund drive, which will likely start in sometime in April, when we think we're best able to accomplish this. If you watch Lakewood Church on this Sunday, they're essentially doing a virtual church service and / concert with some major celebrities, Kanye West, Tyler Perry, Mariah Carey, all blended into the worship service. So that might be something that we can at least accomplish, given some time to put that together. Who are our celebrity and major donors, people that are influencers that can join us, people who like used to be pitch people or understand how to do that, bringing their celebrity in support of KTFT. And we're still refining these messages, but I have drafts that have been sent to me by the staff. They're pretty good, they're pretty clear, and they're not long. And it just kind of builds on what we've already done. That's on the funding and our situation in terms of funding now. Some have called and some have written a few emails that some of the older programming of the archive program that we were running is from one of our last major fund drives. So people have been wondering, well, we're not in the fund drive, are we in the fund drive, and why are we running this? There's some of our better programs. And the feedback that we've gotten from our listeners has not been one of anger or being upset. Just trying to understand what we're doing and why we're doing it. And I'm going to address that both in the emails and in the promotion and support announcement. This is the status of KPFT. This is what we're doing and why. Please continue to support us in the numerous ways that you can donate to the station, go to the website, you know, so forth and so on, donate a car, all of that. So that's kind of where we are on our continuing efforts to plan and refine our fundraising strategy for the short term. I've also had some different ideas suggested about programming. We've got some great programming. Some of our programming could be better, but our process of making program decisions, I think, needs to be inclusive and broad. And so, you know, I've developed a strategy to not only just do a survey, because we need input from our programs as well. I know that some people have felt that from time to time these decisions were made kind of autocratically, justifiable or not. I'm a more inclusive person, so we need to put some surveys out. We're developing one that our listeners can participate in, that the board can participate in, that the CAB can participate in, and, yes, the programmers too. And I believe that we're putting together an objective set of criteria that we're going to discuss with the programmers and everybody about, and then we're going to get into the process. So that's how we're addressing programming. A bit more objective, perhaps in the past, a bit more inclusive. We don't have a programmer at program director at KPFT. Don Freeman is a hourly board operator by contract, and has been such before I came to the station. I received a lot of input from a number of folk on the board and off the board. I'm happy to accept it and feel free to make suggestions, but I think those cover the main topics. Let me just add one or two other quick things. I have been on 3 video conference calls over the past 2 weeks. There's a free video call system, Cisco WebEx, if I'm pronouncing that right, and I'll send it to you, Madam Chair and Richard, and you can look at that. I've been on Zoom, and I've also been to GoToMeeting. The Cisco WebEx is free for up to 100 people. There's a small charge, can't remember how much, for Zoom, and then there is a cap charge, I think, for 40 or 50 people on GoToMeeting. I strongly recommend to the board that it investigate, clarify, and for the next meeting, do a video conference call. It'll work a whole lot better. Technically, it's not that difficult to do when people can see each other in a teleconference call. And I've been on the call on the conference call really since the beginning. I just didn't say anything. I just listened, and some of the confusion has gone down, and more will be eliminated if we use a video conferencing system. I would ask, you know, I have a dog too, and I'm a dog lover. If we got a board meeting for a conference call, the dog has to be somewhere where we can't hear the dog. I mean, it's bad enough when we can't clarify, see each other, or hear each other among the board meetings, but having a dog present on the call is it completely disrupts the call. It just does. And so that needs to be addressed before the next board meeting. I don't know. It's take the dog to visit somebody, tie the dog up outside, put the dog in a closet in the room. I love my dog. But that was very, very disruptive. You know, I love Richard Uzzell, but the minute of the meeting is the record of the meeting. And the board has to decide upon themselves, because the Pacifica Network and KPFT operate so diplomatically that there needs to be a clear consensus agreed to record of the meeting, whether it was material or not. And so, you know, who writes the names down? I guess that has to come under the secretary's responsibility. What happens if the other LSB member is not present who was going to volunteer to write them down? I mean, some of these things are relatively simple. I know they may be a headache, but that's kind of how we're structured. That's kind of how we, what we have to deal with. And we've got to make some accommodations so we can spend our time really working on the business matters. And by that, I mean financial matters that KPFT confronts now. So I'll pause there and take some questions if anybody has any for me.
Nancy on the stack.
Before I put you on the stack, I would like to thank Judon for his thoughtful presentation. I feel better about KPFT. Thank you. Go ahead. Who is on the stack?
Nancy.
Nancy, go ahead.
Yes. Judon, when can we do live broadcasting from home? I mean, I understand it's going to be a problem of somebody at the station, either Nibu or Bobby, to be able to do the board operation, but we really need some live programming where people can take calls, and WBAI is doing it. Now, they have three full-time paid board ops and three pinch hitters, but we don't. Most of our board ops are volunteers.
I hear you, Nancy. I'll take that up with the staff on Thursday. I, too, yearn to have some more live programming at the station. I would like KPFT, and I've actually discussed this with a few people, to do at least a live special on the coronavirus in Houston so that, you know, we've got some people that are misinformed, uninformed, and incompletely informed in the Houston area. I've already been received a call about that. But let me just say what we're asking, not just our unpaid staff, but our paid staff to do. Basically, risk your life. And so, that's why I said, let me talk to them about it. We want to improve programming, too. We'd like to take, but you got to understand, they're getting ready to, they've already in California mandated from the government that if you don't go with your mask to the grocery store or the pharmacy, they have the right not to serve you. And, you know, I've been studying this thing since the beginning. I don't think everybody's been paying real close attention to what the doctors are saying, the emergency folk are saying, and we haven't come close to flattening the curve in Houston. I did receive Captain Tom's urgent request to want to bring the crew back in the station, but I can't put one death or sickness on my consciousness just because I'd like to do it. But I hear you. I'm empathetic to that. I will take up that with the staff on our regular Thursday meeting. Conference call. And
I was not asking you to put anybody's life in danger. We do have one member who deals with explosives and hazmat suits. I can tell you later on his name. If there's any way to do it safely, I don't know if what BAI is doing is dangerous or not. I just know that they need somebody at the board to do a board operation for another programmer at home to have a show live. And even that, with a telephone, they can take call-ins too, live call-ins, but the danger would be to the board operator. And I would not want anyone to be in danger, but if there's any way that safely can be done.
I will investigate that with our technical people. There may be a way that folks who are adept at these things, because I think it's a matter of them using Zoom, for example, as one program, and they can have folks call into the number and they'd be on the screen and this, the audio is broadcast through KPFT. But let me talk to our engineer and technical people, make sure I'm sure about that. I think that's also what Facebook Live can do. And it may not require somebody to be at the station on the board. But I will take that up with a staff on tomorrow. Yeah. Or tomorrow.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. Other questions?
Thanks.
Bill.
Yes, Bill.
Yeah, I do suggest to follow up on what Nancy said, that you find out if we can get our Skype, the computer that used to have Skype on it, use that, for example. TV stations are using Skype, for example. NPR is using Skype. Lots of, broadcasters are using Skype so that people can broadcast from home, audio and video. We don't need the video necessarily, but at least audio, and do it live. And they could take calls, for example, just like Nancy was saying, need a board op who can answer the calls, and the show could be on Skype, and it could be providing music even. You just need a reliable internet connection. I think we have pretty good internet connection. And as long as the board op can stick something else in, if the connection drops, then I think you could do that. It's not that complicated. And Skype is just one possibility. There's others also. But I remember a month or two ago, I was told that for some reason they couldn't get the Skype working for the station. But it used to work several years ago even, and it's not that high tech. So ask about that. Other alternatives.
That gives me a specific technology to look at, Bill, and I wrote it down. And those kind of suggestions are helpful to me because I just forward them to our tech people, which is primarily Nabu and Bobby Modad, and ask them, one, can we do it? And two, can we do it with the present staff work ratio we got? Because, they're working way over their time just keeping these shows on the air. But, again, I favor doing some more live programming, and we'll work on that, and I'll give you a report back next meeting. And hopefully we'll be able to be doing at least one show, at least a couple of shows, because we need to be current and in the game.
Thank you. And also, there's been a number of errors, by the way, where the wrong show's been played or the wrong segment's been played or out of order or played twice, stuff like that. So,
yeah, we're looking at getting all that. We had to jump into this about 2-3 weeks ago. Nobody was prepared for it. And, we just had to keep the station on the air. Basically, there are two people doing that over a 24-hour period, 7 days a week. So I'm happy that we're still on. So we want to be better. We're going to pull some more of our archives from Pacifica, for example, 100 Voices That Changed the World, and put more of that on, and lessen some of the archives that had the fun drive on them a bit. We're looking at all of that. And thank you.
An audio port. Yes. Lots of good content on audio port.
Audio port. Send me an email about that, will you, Bill? I'm not acquainted with audio port.
Okay, it's the program sharing service Pacifica has. That affiliates use it a whole lot, and we pulled some over. Like that's where we get the Tom Hartman Show and blanking out. What else do we get? Several other programs they're sending.
Democracy Now.
No, it comes live, but it's also on audio port too.
Okay, I'll look into that. In fact, I'm writing it down right now. Thank you. That's helpful.
Thanks.
Any other questions?
No, thank you.
I have a comment.
Alan,
I have a comment.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Judon, for your report. I feel very much encouraged by the attention you're paying and the skills that you bring. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. And I mentioned this to a LSB member. I don't know what happened before I got there, December 4th, and when I actually got in office to work out in January. I've not had to even think about banning somebody from the station or any of that. I'm trying not look backwards, because the problems that we got are very much front and center moving forward. But I just try to work with people even-handedly. They don't have to agree with me, and I don't have to agree with them. I just give them mutual respect.
Good. Thank you.
Anyone else? Questions? Comments?
Alan
yes.
to the stack.
Go ahead.
Alan.
Vitam,
okay.
Adam to the stack, please.
I'm sorry, who else?
Vitam Adams.
Okay.
And Wally James.
I think another show that is on AudioPort is the David Pakman show.
Oh, yeah. I love David Pakman.
And I would love to put David Pakman on. Another show is Alternative Radio. And I think in the past, are we still playing Bird Note? That's only a little tiny thing, but it's
yes.
a beautiful, it's
yes.
a beautifully produced show.
Yes. Yes. After Monday.
On Monday.
2 p.m., yeah.
When is what? When is it being showed?
At 3, at 4, 4, top of the 4 a.m., 4 p.m.
Thank
Monday.
Thank you.
Bird
Thank
note.
You. Also, maybe this is a good time. I'm sure AT&T is somehow conducting business. Maybe this is a good time to get somebody from AT&T since we're still paying exorbitant rates for our phone system. Maybe we should see if we can get them to work it out with us. In this time, because I would hate to think that we would pay these crazy phone rates because, you know, they're too busy to call back. It's not in their best interest to call back because we need to renegotiate our phone bill, which is exorbitant.
So that issue is impacted by the coronavirus and instructions from HR people as well. What I've done, because we had tried to go up the chain, and that didn't work real well, called one of my personal contacts, who basically put me in communication with the number two person for the Houston region. However, to really facilitate the technical discussion that has to go on between our technical people and AT&T, we got to meet face to face, and we got to meet at the station. And
then why don't we ask them to lower our bill until they can make that happen?
It's not that simple.
Ask to talk to their ombudsman. They're yanking our chain. You know, they're giving us the runaround. I mean, go up the chain of command, and if you have a friend that's that high up, why can't he lower our bill for the next 18 months?
Well, that's a different kind of request. But I don't have a problem exploring that because some of the other utilities have done that as well. But what really needs to happen to resolve the technical issues, and it's not just the bill for long-distance calls, it's not that simple. The way we manage data at the station in 2020 is not what AT&T would like us to do. They would like us to put a internet phone line system in, and our technical people said that won't work. It won't work with the technology that we have at the station. This is a bit more complex. We had that discussion. And the way to resolve that issue is for their technical people and their supervisors to come meet with our technical people to see if we can come to an accord that resolves all of, including the bill.
We have been working on this for at least a year. We ask that it be done. We ask that it be done. When
wait a minute. I've only been here 90 days.
I know.
Madam Chair, what's
your point of order?
Well, we'll discuss it. We'll discuss it at the Finance Committee meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you for your patience.
We should consider other people.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Does anybody have anything pressing for Jude Dawn that they can't discuss some other time?
But
there were two others, me and Wally.
And Dwayne Lark.
I'm sorry, who and Rowling?
Benicia.
Vitale
Benicia
and
was
Wally
on the star.
And Dwayne Lark.
Venetia Patel Adams.
Wally.
Did you have something you wanted to say?
Yeah, thank you so much for everything you're doing, Dr. Boney. I just wanted to, we have a lot of like evergreen material from indie media, and then just from myself going to different panels and stuff like that. I have so much recorded audio stuff. If that was something that you were interested in airing or using, and we have a lot of already pre-produced, like pretty evergreen pieces, for indie media. And I don't know if you were thinking about doing anything for News Daily, but I could certainly help with producing something like that. We are, I think it could be an opportunity, you know, more people are sitting at home to get people to listen to KPFT again.
Yeah, if you've got some good evergreen material that's different or worthy of rebroadcast, please send it in to, I think it's kpft.org. It's the list where people, it's the website, CC me at gm@kpft.org. And so we can look at that. What I want to do first is see if we can't produce one new show that's special. And I'll give you an example of one idea I gave Tony Diaz. The new chief executive of Harris County is Judge Hidalgo. Not many people know her, but she's one of the most powerful chief executives in our region. And I said, you know, why don't you do a show with her? She's Hispanic, too. And then while she's there, let her elucidate and elaborate on what the county and city are doing in partnership about the virus. It's current. It's different. It's fresh. He's working on that now. So, yes, please send that. And let me talk to the staff, and we'll talk about what other things that you might, ideas you might have.
Okay, for sure. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome.
Anything else?
Thank you for everything that you've been doing right now. I know it's really hard.
Thank you.
Wally
was on the stack.
Yes, Judon, thank you for all the ideas that you're putting out. I know that this is a hard time for all of us, and that we, you know, as volunteers, we can't be going into the station right now. But I know we're trying to do our parts to get, you know, things set up where we can do radio from home, and been working with the staff to do that. So thank you for all that. I would just like to say one other thing, and that is that we had a number of people during the open comment that were encouraging the station to bring Patrick Hoyt back, and I would like to encourage you to do that too.
I'll look at that. The difficult thing for me is there's some things that happened before I got there. And
point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes.
There's one thing that the public has the right to speak just about anything that they want to. But as it relates to public comments, even from the IGM or the board relating to personnel matters, should be done in a non-public manner.
I agree.
So I
agree.
The IG to refrain from responding.
I think that's correct, and I appreciate you protecting Judon that way too, because, you know, he's here and asks a question and has some answers or possibly has some more questions about it, and anything he says publicly is not a good idea right now.
Absolutely, he's a transparent to his detriment to some extent.
Thank you, and thank you, Judon. Anybody else have a question?
Well, I just wanted to say something positive about a staff member, if it's possible. Anyway, I just want to say that regarding Bobby and Naboo, there's some criticism of them making some mistakes, but I understand what they're doing is a marathon, and I have all the respect in the world for them taking their lives in their hands to leave quarantine and go into the station and keep it going. you know, hour by hour, day by day. So all due respect to them. So, and thank you, Mr. Brownie, for all your work with that too.
Thank you for that. Thank you for the rest of the paid staff. We're doing our best, and we'll be better.
We're all in very great admiration of your efforts. Okay. Is there anything else, anything further, or can we move on?
No. Dwayne Lark has requested to be on the stack for the last 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Well, certainly I won't make any comments regarding personnel. That was supposed to be during the acknowledgement. Nevertheless, Judon, I do want to acknowledge your sacrifice and the fact that you've come in and done a yeoman's job. I mean, just a very hardworking effort, home, at home, in the office, around the state, around the country, around the city, so on. But I do want to speak to and have you understand difficulty that you came into, as if you don't know it. But some of the people on this line, particularly some who are listening, and especially some who've not been on the board as long as I have, this mess was created under 15-year tenure. And one of the members who asking you to solve a problem with AT&T, I never heard her putting the onus on the 15-year tender member, GM that we had 3 years ago, who created this mess. And so to ask you to come in, and the previous guy who was in your place 6 months or more, there was no real effort made on his part to address this AT&T matter or any of the others. I think you really have operated very effectively as a fire person, a fireman, to put out fires and to try to stop fires from getting bigger. Now, some of the things people are asking you is for a GM. And if they can appreciate the work that you've done, they ought to be working toward that end, because we need some permanency in that position. And you certainly have shown the acumen, the commitment, the intelligence, the education, and all the things that would be a good GM. But don't step into this mess of taking on these assignments from people who have been on this board a long time, didn't put pressure on the previous guy who was in the seat that you were in for 6 or more months, didn't put any pressure on the 15-year tender guy who was in for 15 years to create this mess you're trying to deal with now. But having said that, are you aware that the coronavirus or the stimulus package as it relates to the $1 million that have been applied for will, in fact, be used for the foundation? And unlike President Trump's son-in-law, who don't believe that the state or us, when we get $1 million according to the IED, it is for us, meaning the other five stations and the foundation. But I think KPFT is going to be in a better position to get a reasonable sum of that money to do some of the things that it can't do now, because unlike some of the other stations, KPFT has been paying its central services. And one of the things that the other stations are going to have to use some of their money when they do get it, how it's apportioned, is to bring up the deficits in their central services. And since KPFT has done so, I'm hoping, and I'll be pushing on the national board, and I expect Sandra and Wally and others, Linda, to help push to make sure KPFT get its apportion, notwithstanding the fact that it's more caught up on its central services. So I think we'll be in a better position. But that money is to be used to keep staff. The law says the money is to be used to keep staff in place for 2.5 months. That money is to be used for payroll, for rent, for other expenses, business expenses that you already have incurred or that you will incur, but it's only supposed to last for 2 to 3 months. So I just want y'all to understand that.
Richard to the stack.
Yes,
go ahead.
Dr. Trump, please. I'm asking the local station board to make a commitment to help raise this money. We can't do it with four people. We'll do our best, but we're asking these board members to help us raise some money, and I can talk to you about that later.
Should we call you to find out what specifically you want each of us to do, or is it a general thing to the board? Find some way to rein in money.
what we're focusing on now is identifying major donors that we can identify without the additional expense of using a service to help do that.
Yes.
Robin has been working that area. We got to talk to our major donors who have the capacity to give major dollars and call them, do a video conference call with them, explain to them the need, they have the capacity, and explain to them the urgency and why we're a worthwhile investment.
Okay. And I would certainly will, and I'm sure other people would. Shall we call you with our volunteer hours or what we are able to do?
Yes, I'm not talking about calling lapsed donors now. I'm talking about we being part of a strategic effort, identifying major donors potentially that the board members know. We know what the major donors are on our list from past donations.
Okay.
But we need to get some more people in the game. And in the Pacifica Network and the KPFE Network, there are a lot of people who we're not on their major donation list. We need to go and curry favor with them by phone if we have to, a video conference. But think about who each one of the 24 board members know that have the capacity to give, and we work on our pitch while we ought to be a part of their list as well.
Okay. So should we call you individually during the week?
I'm welcome to accept any calls from the board members at all times.
Okay.
I ask for an email because that creates a paper trail, a record, and I don't have to worry about remembering everything, just doing everything. But I'm
I don't have your email, Judon.
GM at kpfc.org.
Okay. Anybody else?
Richard, we can ask.
Richard to the stack.
Okay, go ahead. I heard somebody just before Richard, but I'm not sure whether it was an echo or somebody actually speaking. Okay, go ahead, Richard.
I'd like to thank Judon and our whole staff for the work that y'all are doing, and it must be incredibly scary and confusing, you don't know a lot, but y'all are moving forward, and I appreciate that. And I appreciate the fact that you're doing you're holding the line on keeping us safe. You know, by shutting the station down, it's tough. Everybody wants to go be in the station, but I think you probably understand a lot better than a lot of other folks that it's how dangerous it is, and how much financial stake we have at not getting people hurt, because if we do something stupid and people get hurt, then there goes another lawsuit. So I appreciate y'all fighting this good fight, and I just want you to be careful and let you know that we love you guys. And gals, everybody. Let's go.
So thank you so much. I want you guys to be safe, too. As much disagreement there is on the board, there's a whole lot of interest on the board and concern. I have said to board members individually and collectively, the best thing that I believe the board can get better at is finding a consensus, building a consensus. And I think as the board moves toward that, there'll be better cohesion. A lot of people have stepped over on my foot from time to time over my number of years in public life. I don't hold that forever unless it involves violence or a few other things that represent the ultimate penalty for me. I can forgive some stuff and move on. This is, as the court said, this is a different time. The country is about to be shut down for 18 months. One of the things that happened in China that has not happened here is they use the tracking device on people's cell phones so they would know whether they left their house or not, and then act accordingly. That hasn't happened here, but that doesn't mean it can't happen here. So we've got to realize the emergency and potential martial law situation. Now, I'm not saying that, but that's how serious this is. And I'll send you guys some information because I've received some on past pandemics. You got to handle this right in the midst of the other things we have to handle. And if we work together, I believe we can work through it.
I agree, and I appreciate your words, Judon. I really, I think you're just the right person for the job. You may not feel like it, but I think you're the right person for the job at a very difficult time, and I'm very grateful that you're there and thinking so clearly about it.
Adriana, Susie's next.
Adriana, go ahead.
Susie was next.
Okay. Judon, this is Adriana. I really want to appreciate, to tell you how much we appreciate all that you are doing. And I understand that sometimes we sound that we are asking really small questions when you are really the captain of this ship that is KPFT. And you are doing the best that you can with the little tools that you were given. I want you to understand that sometimes people ask you too many questions because you are one of the few ones that answer. And sometimes people were so desperate to get answers that they are asking you even minusculous, really minimal questions. But we really appreciate all what you are doing and all that the KPFT programmers are doing. Thank you very much. I want you to know that I really appreciate what you do, and most of us do. Thank you, Judon.